This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You're welcome to join the discussion. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And Conan.
And I should specify, with you from the Omdusius studio tonight, because we are not in the LRN studio, as someone has just noticed on Twitch. I don't know which Twitch they're looking at, but you can find us at twitch.freetalklive.com. We are not in the LRN studio because I am not allowed to have contact with Ian, who is under house arrest, which means he essentially can't leave the LRN studio. And Mark is not allowed to have contact with Ian, who, as I said, is at the LRN studio.
Yeah, and I've got to say, as the one of the ministers of the church that has to pay for all of this equipment that has to go into play, this is annoying.
Yeah, we were actually just talking about that. The audio device that I purchased a few weeks ago in order to I bought it to be a compressor, right? That was the sole purpose I wanted it for. But suddenly I had to have three microphones and not just two, which is what I was running previously.
Yeah.
So I had to, adjust it to be the preamp that I wanted it to be. And the audio quality, I was just listening on the stream, it's not there. I'm just going to have to get another one of the pieces of equipment that I have already and run this mic to it, because this one's just not cutting it. The sound quality from you two is fantastic, indistinguishable from the LRN studio. The sound quality for me is horrific, and okay, it's driving me crazy.
All right. I guess you can tell the difference. I can't in the headphones.
It's not as prominent in the headphones as it is in the live stream.
Okay.
And I don't know how it's coming out on terrestrial radio, because obviously I'm doing the show and not listening on terrestrial radio, but during the breaks, I can pull up, my YouTube channel and see what it sounds like, and it's not good. I mean, it's tolerable. It's not like it's bad. I got rid of the tinniness and all of that, but there's some equalization issues that I just have to sort out. And
that's the compressor, not the mic, right?
Yes, that's the actual compressor doing that. The mic is awesome. The mic is brand new.
Okay.
But, yeah, so that's why all of this is taking place, because Mark and I aren't allowed to have contact with Ian. It's amazing that Mark and I are allowed to have contact, really, but my attorney specifically asked, and it's good to go. So there is that.
Yeah, strange. So I've got this story from Jim Bovard, who is a longtime libertarian writer, about we were talking about how the government is coming after libertarians. And we read a quote from Brennan, a former FBI director. CIA director.
He's the one who was talking about chemtrails a couple years back.
Okay. I don't know. That said basically that the government is, the Biden administration is laser-like focused on getting a bunch of groups, among them libertarians. Is that right?
That's right.
A fair statement?
Okay. He lumped us in with a lot of other groups, and he is thinking the Biden administration, with laser-like precision, should take us all out.
On the day that Joe Biden was inaugurated as president, former CIA chief John Brennan announced on television that federal intelligence agencies are moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about various suspect groups, specifically mentioning libertarians. Libertarians are in the federal crosshairs. 6 or 7 years ago, there was a lot of prattle about the libertarian movement has arrived. I always knew this was hokum. Since then, there's been a huge increase in hostility to libertarians in Washington, D.C., and everywhere around the country. People who have power do not like people who don't want them to have that power. Libertarians don't want them to have that power.
Correct.
Many libertarians generally don't want that power.
Right. Libertarians are working hard to set you free. And
it's a very weird conundrum, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we are effectively attempting to seek power so that we can dismantle the power structure. Or at least that's the claim. I don't know how many of the libertarians running for office are actually going to hold to that. I mean,
That is a good point, because that takes us back to the last segment where we were actually talking about libertarians running for office, and it's opposite of how we handle our own affairs. It's, you know, what you want me to work to actually, you know, rule over other human beings? That's not how I wake up in the morning, man. It just doesn't work.
It isn't, but I'm worried. You know, every revolution in human history has had people who said, hey, no, we don't actually want to control you or be your dictator. We want to set you free and allow this beautiful ecosystem
to flourish. Because people want to be set free. They don't want a new person to rule them, but that's, in fact, what the vast majority of them want to do to you.
Yes, and then they get into power, and suddenly they're like, oh, yeah, we want to actually, they get that.
Get a little taste.
Well, I mean, like, take Cuba, for instance. They're still calling their government the revolution. I mean, that revolution occurred before I was born, and I'm 50. And they're still calling it the revolution. Now, the United States government was founded by a revolution. We do not call our government the revolution.
No.
And
because it isn't. It's more of the same.
It's more of the same.
But I will argue that we're talking that people don't want another ruler. They don't want to be ruled. But I don't think that's true. I think there is a large segment of the population who really do like everything being laid out for them. I think they really like to be told what to do.
But I think it's because they've never had a taste of freedom, and the idea just terrifies them.
I think on some level they know that making their own decisions, being responsible, is a lot of work, and they just don't want to put up with it. They'd rather have everything laid out for them, told to them, and ordered to them by someone who they think might be smarter than them. I mean, look at Follow the Science. Look at the Follow the Science people.
Well, I think they don't want to be ruled by somebody who's smarter than them as much as they want to be part of the ruling class. So, for instance, if you're a Democrat, you know, or you identify as a Republican, or you're close to one or the other of these, you want your people in charge of the team, because that way you can watch your people shove some unpleasant policies down the throat of the people that you dislike the most.
Of the other
because
tribe.
Remember, no Democrat votes for the Democrat because they like the Democrat. They vote for the Democrat because the Republican is terrifying, and vice versa is absolutely true also.
Sure, it's a hate cell. It's just a perpetual game of vengeance against the other party. The Democrats get in and they punish the Republicans for what the Republicans did when they were in power. Then the Republicans get in and they do exactly the same to the Democrats.
And meanwhile, you got us in the middle. We're looking at you have these two tribes on either side of us throwing their feces at each other like chimpanzees.
Well, I think that I can tell you in New Hampshire, the mistake has been made by the Democrats to vilify the libertarians as just more Republicans, and thus creating that as true, right? Like, you know, if somebody acts like your enemy, you're going to treat them like your enemy. And so the libertarians who've gotten in power, and at this point they are legion in New Hampshire.
Yep.
They treat the Democrats as their enemy a bit more than they do the Republicans. And that's the fault of the Democrats. They never said, hey, let's work together on some issues that we agree on. They never did that. They're always like, get away from me, you cootie-driven capitalist!
Oh, yeah. It really hit home this last year with all the mask mandates and, you know, it just brought out a whole nother level of these people. And you know what? I don't vote Democrat or Republican, and yet I'm going to tell you, I have a really hard time with Democrats.
I tend to have the same sort of thing, and I know I wouldn't, as a libertarian, I wouldn't pass for a Democrat very well. Many will. You know, libertarians come from both sides, but I'm concerned about economic issues, and as far as I'm concerned, Democrats are economically illiterate.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't know what they're talking about. Now, when it comes to social issues, like the Republicans hating on my gay friends, well, screw the Republicans, but best I can tell, my gay friends have all the rights they need, it's just the Republicans don't like them. Well, so what? There's people in the world that don't like you. Tough.
but I mean, even pro-social issues, are they even that these days? What happened to the anti-war left? What happened to now they're all talking about critical race theory and whatnot, and they want everyone segregated.
I got called a bigot today.
By?
I got called an anti-trans bigot today by a leftist.
And do they see you?
I presume they knew I was trans before they said it, but they certainly know now. But yes, compared me to Caitlyn Jenner and called me, I don't remember exactly what it was, but definitely a bigot. It's absolutely insane how intolerant the left really is on social issues.
It's absolutely
true. Talking about. What are your thoughts? This is...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free talk live 603 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And Conan.
And I want to tell you about ForkFest because I'm looking forward to it. It's just 20 days away. I just have to get through a little over 3 more weeks at my other job, and then it's 2 weeks of, quote, vacation, where I will be at Rogers Campground for June the 21st through July the 4th. Only part of that is actually ForkFest, so that's June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You can learn more about it at forkfest.party, but basically it's a decentralized fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's no one in charge. In fact, I would characterize ForkFest as being the full 2-week period, and I would say that the decentralized methodology of ForkFest has allowed the Porcupine Freedom Festival to take place concurrently with ForkFest. At any rate, June the 28th through July the 4th, I'm going to be there. Mark, I imagine you intend to make an appearance at some point?
Well, I wasn't intending to go because I was calling it Subpoena Fest with my, the federal subpoena that was tracking me down. But as the story I'll tell a little later here, I received that subpoena and it wasn't very pleasant.
Well, it rarely is. Now, I do consider it FBI Fest. But I've always just sort of considered it FBI Fest.
Yeah, but at this point, what's the FBI going to do to you? I mean, you're already out on bond. I, on the other hand, until very recently, had a subpoena hunting me, and I wasn't going to do anything to help them to serve it.
Fair point. Anyway, ForkFest.party is the website if you want to learn more about it. It's ForkFest.party. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be there. A lot of other liberty-loving people will be there. So come up and check it out. And plus, there's a fireworks show to look forward to.
Ooh.
And that's going to be, I believe, on July the 3rd. But, Mark, tell us the story about the subpoena.
Well, I do want to get finished with the story about Jim Bovard with the Libertarians, but it is long, so since I teased it, I'll go ahead and tell the subpoena story right now, and then we'll jump back into the Jim Bovard, the federal government is coming for the Libertarians shtick, okay?
Okay.
So, basically, the FBI came to town in Keene, New Hampshire a few weeks after the raid, and a couple of weeks after the raid, and said, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some of the things we took from you that we shouldn't have taken from you, and we're trying to give them back. And so they literally called in, many of the people that were arrested or their family members or other people who were involved and said, here's your stuff, and gave several of them their stuff.
Oh, how nice of them.
Two of those people, Chris Reitman, a former co-host here, and Bonnie, who is a co-host on the show currently, contacted me, and I believe these are the two that contacted me and said, hey, this FBI agent, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, says that she has some stuff that was taken from you during the raid and wants to return it to you.
Yeah, I had heard this story, and it seemed weird to me. I don't believe they took anything of yours during the raid.
They did take some things of mine during the raid, or at least the Shire Free Churches that I would like to have seen returned. And I was kind of surprised at the notion, but delighted and enticed at the notion that they would have given it to me. But I wisely had my attorney call to say, hey, what's that stuff? I'd like to get that from you. And they said, oh, that stuff is a subpoena. Are you Mark's attorney? Because we'd like to give it to you, because we don't like to work. Now, the first thing these people did was forge their weapon in evil, right? They told a lie to get me to come and get their subpoena. They never... This is the thing about...
Yeah, that's shocking, right?
Well, it's not shocking. This is the raid that should have been a phone call, right? They never called Free Talk Live or Ian or anybody and said, hey, we think you're doing some things that might be questionably legal. We'd like to give you some guidelines on how you can handle this. Nothing like this.
That's what bothers me most about this, is that all of this could have been done by just knocking on my door at a reasonable hour.
Yeah. And so...
there was no benefit whatsoever to them conducting a raid on my property.
There's a benefit to them.
Except flaunting their power and sending a message.
Well, it didn't work because I stood right there on the stairs refusing to obey the command they were giving me to disrobe.
Disrobe?
Yeah, I was wearing a pair of underwear and a throw blanket, and they were telling me to put my hands in the air, which was going to cause the blanket to fall, and I just flat refused to do it. And I didn't. do it. And in the end, I won that particular...
Were they pointing guns at you?
They were.
Oh.
And I won that particular battle of wills. So, well, what were they going to... Really? They want to file a report about how they...
This is the Federal Bureau of Investigations. They walk into people's houses and shoot them more often than they will admit. They just
absolutely
do it. And no, there's no evidence. Were there body cams of these people?
I don't know.
Nothing to leak, I can assure you.
But they would not have been able to win the media war of shooting the trans activists who made international headlines last year by running for sheriff. That would have done nothing to help their case.
I might agree with you on that statement. So anyway, they tried to give me this subpoena, and then I'm like, well, now I'm not playing ball. I don't know what I would have done otherwise had they said, ring, ring, hey, Mark, we have a subpoena for you. It doesn't sound good, right?
Subpoena is never a good thing.
But I definitely am not playing ball when they forge their weapon in evil. And it just got kind of lax, right? Like, there's no one visited my mother's house trying to find me. Nobody that I know of visited the house that I'm renting currently. They didn't come to the studio. They didn't do anything that I know of trying to serve me a subpoena. And then I had a trip to Central America for Free Private Cities, checking some stuff out. And, they got me on the way back. I was on the plane flying in from Central America, and, you know, everybody stands up. We land, go to the, get out there, and everybody stands up like they do right when the plane's landed. We can take our seatbelts off. Everybody stand up and jockey for position because we'll get outside 30 seconds faster than we would have.
Mm-hmm.
And the fellow that was running the head flight attendant person said, Mark Etchington, I need you to come to the front of the plane.
Right. And that's never good, right?
And, the door would have been open, and he was chatting with somebody out there, and I'm like, oh, I know what this is about. Well, so, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to second-guess my actions, what should I have done? Right? Everybody's standing. It's not like I'm going to run to the back of the plane or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you were cornered.
Yeah, so I was cornered, and I went to the front of the plane, and the guy said, are you Mark Edgington? And I said, I'm not answering questions today. So he touched me with a piece of paper and, handed that piece of paper over, and I took the piece of paper, and that's that.
That is a good story. I like that. I'm not answering questions today.
Yeah, I like to give them the idea that I might answer questions tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, tomorrow I may answer your question, but not today.
That's a good libertarian. I mean, obviously, they served you the papers anyway. Presumably, how did they identify you as Mark Edgington? I guess they knew what you looked like. And
The flight attendant called me to the front of the plane, and I came. So there I am. I couldn't go to another seat because, they would have come to my seat. I was in my seat.
It's really unfortunate that they started all of this with a lie. Deceit is never a good place to start anything. 603-283-6200.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden back in Washington, D.C. after marking the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre in Oklahoma.
This was not a riot. This was a massacre.
The president traveling to Tulsa's Greenwood Cultural Center and saying the victims of that dark time deserve ongoing recognition and respect.
While darkness can hide much, it erases nothing. Some injustices are so heinous, they can't be buried, no matter how hard people try.
One firefighter is dead and another wounded following a shooting at a Los Angeles County Fire Department station. The shooting occurring Tuesday morning. Reports say the suspect is believed to be a disgruntled employee. He also committed suicide. The Biden administration also suspending all oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. You're listening to USA Radio News. As things continue to open up, welcome news for the cruise industry.
Carnival Cruise Lines was given the okay by the CDC to begin sailing from three U.S. ports, the Port of Galveston in Texas, as well as Port of Miami and Port Carnival in Florida, for its return to guest operations this summer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two people are dead and over two dozen others hurt after multiple mass shootings around Miami over the long weekend. Miami-Dade Police Director Freddie Ramirez says they have received multiple tips.
Those are three killers, and we need to get them off the streets, and we're going to get them off the streets. And anyone that's associated with them, is involved in this activity, is going to go to jail as well.
Ramirez promises there's zero tolerance, and anyone caught committing a crime with a gun will go to jail. A $130,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspects in that shooting. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, express your opinions, talk about whatever is on your mind, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We provide a platform for you to share your opinions on national radio on more than, or at least close to, I don't know the exact number, 200 radio stations across the United States, not to mention Sub-Saharan Africa, Asia, and, you know, on the internet in general, so worldwide. And if you value that, if you value the idea of being able to express your opinions, whatever your opinions are, even if we disagree with you, and we will disagree with you if we so happen to, then check out the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. It is money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Noble SHT is tonight's amplifier, and we appreciate that amplification so much. As I said, no, it's $5 per month, and it's money is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Hits his name, the AMP program. It's the best way to help Free Talk Live grow to reach a larger audience. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Noble SHT, thank you so much for listening and for supporting the show. So we're talking, before we got into the story about your subpoena, and I love that. I'm going to just start using that all the time now. It's just, I'm not answering questions today.
Yeah, but you're in the service sector, so you can't, like, go up to your customers and be like, can you help me find where my pizza is? And you're like, I'm not answering questions today. Go back to your seat. That just doesn't work, so you have to be real careful how you use it.
That is some context, no. But, I mean, there are other contexts where I could use it.
I like the idea of only asking questions of law enforcement that's asking me questions.
I agree, and I'm curious. My attorney is ultimately going to want to put me on the stand in this federal case against me because I want to be on the stand. I think that's my best course of action here. But am I allowed to answer their questions with questions?
Because you are if they don't say anything about it.
Okay.
I don't think that once you're on the stand, I don't think that there's much getting away with it, right? Like you've sat on the stand, and now it's time to answer some questions.
And, you know, in theory, I would answer questions, but I would answer them not in a way that they were expecting.
Well, that's you certainly don't want to walk down the primrose path.
What is that?
The primrose, I don't exactly, Conan, go ahead and look up what the primrose path is. But the primrose path is this notion that you begin walking down this delightful little path and then, boink, something hits you on the head. And
okay.
Perhaps you're robbed or whatever happens in the story that has to do with primrose paths. I don't know entirely. But that's the idea, is you don't want to walk into the trap, whatever the trap is.
Makes sense.
And but it's difficult to know what that trap is, and that's why you don't answer the questions if you can avoid it. If you're on the stand during your own trial, there are a lot of people who believe you're guilty if you don't just take the stand. Period. End of story.
Right.
And
well, it humanizes you to the jury as well, and that's always a benefit. There's really no downside to that if you can be careful. But one of the issues I've seen in the liberty community in particular lately is that so many people just assume that they can be careful when talking to cops. Like they just assume that they know how to not reveal information, or they believe that whether or not they assume, I mean, they believe they know how to talk to a cop and not give out any information. And
that's
yet,
how Ian went, got convicted on his situation with his name change. Are you familiar with the story?
I am not.
Okay, well,
I know something happened and it was some clerical error somewhere but I don't know how.
Sure. I was there for every step of it, so I'll go ahead and tell you. So there's this guy. He's a little smug. He does a libertarian radio program and has done it for, at that point, something like 15 years, telling people, don't talk to the cops.
Right?
Over and over, don't talk to the cops. So the cops come to the door, and he immediately rushes right out there, hammer and nails in hand, so that he can crucify himself to the nearest cross. Right? And he...
That doesn't sound unlike Ian, I have to say.
And so the cops ask questions. They pick up some, you know, they get the information they want. He has no idea what this is about other than, you know, like they're asking specifically about his name change. Well, turns out...
Which is weird.
Some name, it's his name was changed. Then they wanted him to change his name because they wouldn't use his... you know, his preferred name until he changed his name. So he goes through their process to
right.
change his name, and then they arrest him for it. Now, what you have to remember is that, you know, they put in some paperwork, and then apparently they needed to redo something, and they couldn't redo it because his name was changed, and he didn't have documents for the new name, and he was basically stuck in a political limbo, right? His name, he both existed and didn't exist all at the same time. So their bureaucrat who's there helps him out with the paperwork and gets some stuff done. And everything's
sure.
fine, and he's got the name change. Well, the cops find out about it in some manner or another, and they don't arrest the bureaucrat who was there every step of the way. They arrest Ian, and they run him through trial, and they find him guilty.
Wait. Why did they arrest him? What were the
His
charges?
His paperwork was put in the wrong order.
It really?
Unsworn falsification is the... so he did not swear to tell the truth, and he did not still tell the truth. So,
but he did tell the truth, right? It was a clerical error or something like that.
Look, I'm not here to litigate the case, but I will go ahead and say that it was, in fact, the truth, what they were saying, what the state was saying, that he, you know, that he was involved in telling something that wasn't true, because his name was changed. But it wasn't changed all at once. Like, he was literally in a political limbo. There was nothing that could be done to undo this Gordian knot. He would have been a non-person for the rest of the life had this bureaucrat not done what they did, and then the other bureaucrats come and arrest him for it. That's what that's my claim is on this.
Okay.
So then, you know, he gets found guilty, and I write a letter to the judge, please let me come in as a character witness for the for this. Because, you know, Ian can't say anything that makes these people happy. They literally, in the sentencing that I was there for, I didn't go for any of this other stuff. I'm wasting my time on Ian's shenanigans, as far as I'm concerned. in. I'm sitting in there, and they literally asked for 6 months in jail for their paperwork snafu. Like, this guy has to go to jail because we had a paperwork snafu, and you're going to 6 months for jail, right? And I said, look, Your Honor, and he's like, could you tell everybody who you are? Oh, I thought I was notorious. My name is Mark Edgington. I am Ian's co-worker. I've worked with him for many years, and I probably know him better than anybody on the planet.
So not, I'm not answering questions today?
For better or for worse, no. basically, I said, look, this is going to be a hardship on my business if you send Ian to jail.
For 6 months.
For 6 months.
For a clerical error.
And I'd like to make a suggestion, if you would, Your Honor. Everything you've ever wanted to get out of Ian, you've gotten when he had a suspended sentence. So give him a suspended sentence. He doesn't go out. He doesn't mess around at all. He always does what he's advised to do. So you'll get what you want, and you won't have to pay the extra money for bologna sandwiches while he's in jail. And the judge loved it, gave him like 1 or 2 years or something suspended sentence, and Ian walked out of quote-unquote free man.
Now, what does that mean, suspended sentence?
A suspended sentence basically says you abide by this set of rules that we have. It's like probation almost.
Okay.
But there's no probation officer. You abide by this set of rules that we have for you, and if you don't, you get this. You get 2 years or whatever the suspended sentence is.
So presumably this is like don't get arrested and those sorts of rules?
Yeah, and I asked for a suspended sentence. I'm like, you know, it makes my life easier because I don't have to deal with this bull crap when he's on suspended sentence. You know, so, you know, I played both sides. Honestly, I was glad, I was delighted at how it turned out, and I do appreciate the judge for this, you know, and he, actually I met him up before I put the letter in. I'm like, how do I address this? And he's like, send a letter, and then you can be a character witness in the sentencing. So the judge actually set this up.
Okay.
I saw him at the gym and, you know, chatted with him about it. And he said as much as he could say without saying anything, right?
Gotcha.
By the way, the Primrose Path,
yes.
It's a life, it's an easy life of pleasure that's not necessarily good for you.
Okay.
So,
not so perhaps I had misinterpreted it a little bit, but not terribly well.
No, and it's still something to consider when, you know, taking the stand in your own defense.
Yes.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. And front and center for all of us here at Free Talk Live are the Crypto Six. That's myself, Ian Freeman, Nobody, Andy and Renee Spinella, and Colleen Fordham, the 60-year-old grandmother. For those who somehow have missed all of this, like the guy on Twitch earlier who was asking, you know, why are you in a new studio? How regularly do you listen to the show that you don't know the answer to that, right?
Well, Free Talk Live's broadcast on nearly 200 radio stations across the country, and there are people tuning in all of the time that do not know. And this is one of the things about a radio program that's different than, say, a podcast, is that you need to be prepared for those new listeners. They could be 20% of the audience right now.
Well, this is a D-Live guy.
I know. I understand.
Sure.
Well, that's what you're saying. But, I mean, there truly are a bunch of people who have no idea what you're talking about when you say Crypto Six.
Yeah. So the six people I just mentioned were raided and arrested on March the 16th of this year, coming up on the three-month anniversary of that, in fact, all related to cryptocurrency and other white-collar crime nonsense.
Shouldn't have been held in jail for at all, and nobody's still there.
Well, there certainly was no justification for a raid. I mean, the indictment, when you break it down, it's essentially alleging operation of an unlicensed business. I don't think the feds normally, you know, take out windows and fly in drones over such charges. I don't think the FBI even normally gets involved in those things. They just maybe show up at noon, knock on your door and say, hey, here's you need to deal with this, right?
Right. If FinCEN had a problem, then they should have sent their, you know, a letter or something.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
So you can find out more about it at thecrypto6.com. There's an awesome video there that someone put together. I don't know who did it, but it's an awesome video. Check it out, thecrypto6.com. What's happening with us is going to affect cryptocurrency for a long time. It's already affected my world of cryptocurrency. Not having any access whatsoever to cryptocurrency is crippling. When you've lived in New Hampshire for 2 years and you've just sort of
Use cryptocurrency.
Yeah, because everywhere accepts it. Well, not everywhere, but a lot of places accept it. Like the convenience store next door that I was visiting every single day.
And using Freetalk Live, your job, it was the first media in the world to accept cryptocurrency for advertising. And we are thoroughly enmeshed in the cryptocurrency community.
Yes.
So in many cases, I'm like, Aria, order that mic compressor. And you're like, I can't. Because I'd have to use the crypto, the church's crypto, and I don't have access to it. I can't do it. And that's, well, frankly, it's irritating as hell. And
it's a bit worse from my perspective.
I'm sure it is. But just as the boss is like, get this done, you can't do it. Well, then, somebody who was supposed to be delegated the task, I now have to do it. And that's, irritating.
It is. Yep. I'm not having any more fun with it than you are, but
I'm sure you're having less.
Hopefully, I talked with my attorney about the possibility of maybe making that particular restriction go away, considering, how.
And he didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Well, he was willing to. He just suggested to me that it might not be wise.
Yeah.
And in the end, I tended to agree with him.
Okay, so he made a case for it?
Yeah, and it's just better to just work around it.
Okay.
Hopefully one day. But yeah, check out thecrypto6.com because it's all related to cryptocurrency and. Suddenly, I can't use it, and nobody that's formerly Rich Paul is still in jail. My attorney actually sent me the detention order today, which I hadn't seen yet because it hadn't been on Recap or paper or whatever. It's confusing to me why Rich Paul, on a line that he knows is being recorded and monitored, is saying such things.
Well,
I understand frustration.
Yeah, he waxes hyperbolic and he gets frustrated and these kind of things. I basically I don't know exactly what he said, but let's say he called for a revolution on the phone line, right? Not that he suggested he would participate in such a revolution, just that he called for it.
The actual text of what he said was in the detention order.
Okay. Yes, I saw it. I know that it's public record, but I could not quote it from memory. I can assure you of that.
I can't either. I remember the part where he said, it's time for the boogaloo or something to that
effect. Which is calling for a revolution.
Yes.
And in a much more socially unacceptable manner. So, yeah, he called for a revolution, and now they don't want to let him out on a white-collar crime. Even though, and his attorneys claim that he was extremely articulate in his hearing, but not good enough. But again,
he's an articulate dude.
Oh yeah, he's my favorite hobo. So basically, the magistrate doesn't want to go out on a limb on this, and is always going to kick it up to a judge who has to go out on a limb. So I think that was expected.
The magistrate always wants to. The magistrate is always going to side with the government, right? That's why my attorney. Has put in the order or put in the motion to amend the bail conditions so that Ian and I can have contact related to the show, which, would be tremendously helpful for the continuance of Free Talk Live, which
is the job that they told both you and Ian that you must maintain. There's a court order that says you must maintain employment, and as for Ian, and then they put every impediment possible in you maintaining that employment. Like, if I could get a substitute for you and Ian right now, sorry to say, Aria, I truly would. But I don't have substitutes because you guys are so enmeshed and trained in these sorts of things. There's no way to do that. And, you can't, not only can you not communicate with Ian, you cannot command somebody to communicate to Ian. So I can't hire you an assistant that would then talk to Ian's assistant because communication through proxies is also not allowed.
Unless it was the probation office themselves who were making those communications.
That's true, but the probation office hasn't demonstrated that it has much interest in our concerns.
That's not necessarily true.
But they're not rushing to get everything done.
Not at all. My probation officer responded very quickly, and she was 100% willing to direct my questions and my information to Ian's probation officer or supervisor officer. No.
Okay.
And Ian's supervisory officer evidently returned, no, I'm not relaying any messages. So, but my supervisory officer, as far as, being a probation officer, effectively, for someone who's not on probation, they're on pre-release, is as good as I could have hoped for.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to do about any of this stuff as the person who's sort of left in charge, holding the bag, as it were. Yeah. You know.
I mean, it's been challenging, but we've done what we could.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's all that can be said about it. As, like, the caller mentioned earlier, you know, he's glad to see Free Talk Live decentralizing and, you know, modernizing and developing a second studio and possibly a third studio and all these other things. That's out of necessity. You know, these options were always there.
Well, no, they were never there because Ian wouldn't allow that to happen.
But that was because...
No studio could possibly exist outside of New Hampshire because no place outside of New Hampshire could possibly be free. Don't talk about anything bad about New Hampshire. If you suggest that there might be freedom someplace outside of New Hampshire, you are clearly a heretic. What kind of peace minister are you?
Yes, but, okay, that aside...
Loony.
The Obdusia studio was here in New Hampshire anyway.
That's true.
But it never would have been okay for me to broadcast.
There would have never been a point in doing it. You know, why would you use the studio? Why would you spend the money on and use the studio across town unless you expected to get raided by the FBI, which I don't think anybody really did.
I certainly didn't. It was quite jarring that morning at 6 in the morning after I had been asleep for about 2 hours.
Yeah, in your case, that's so, yes.
To be woken up in such a manner.
I often get up at 6.
I don't. I did that day, though.
Yeah.
So, we were talking prior to the discussion about the 6 libertarians here in New Hampshire who were targeted and arrested by the federal government. We were talking about this overarching scheme from this talking head, former CIA, is that what you said?
Yeah, John Brennan, he was former CIA director, which is quoted here in an article from Jim Bovard on the Libertarian Institute's website. That's libertarianinstitute.org.
Saying that he knows for a fact that the Biden administration, with laser focus, is going to go after libertarians.
Yes.
2 months is pretty – that's laser focus.
Yeah, it basically – that's the case, is that the claim is out there, and it's by people who would know that the feds are coming for libertarians, and here on Free Talk Live, we appear to be showing that that is true.
And cryptocurrency.
Be sure to run up to New Hampshire now. Go to freestateproject.org and sign up.
It's a good time, too, because there is strength in numbers,
well,
at the very least.
I don't know that I'd rush into this battlefield.
I would. I mean, that's what libertarians want, right?
Check out freeprivatecities.org, too.
It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.